hundreds of people quickly gathered near the Army Public School in Peshawar. Most of them had loved ones inside the school, and the army was still searching for the militants who launched the brutal attack. 27-year-old Rahan Khan was waiting for his nephew, an 8th grader, at the school. He began weeping when he saw the ambulances rushing by.
I pray to Allah to save my nephew. It is not humane to attack schools and kill children. We are innocent and I don't know why the militants kill us. I don't consider them Muslims. I will never again send any of my family members to good schools if I can find my nephew alive.
Pakistani army troops and police cordoned off the area and beefed up security soon after the 8-hour-long siege began. Wearing suicide vests, at least 9 militants entered the military-run school and opened fire, killing both male and female students, ranging in age from 9 to 19. A handful of educators and staff were also among the dead. Another 120 people were injured. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for the massacre, saying the attack was in retaliation for the ongoing military offensive against them in the nearby tribal areas. Most of the students at the school are from Pakistani military families. One student who witnessed the entire scene did not want to give his name for security reasons. Speaking to reporters just after the siege ended, he said he hid behind a classroom during the attack. After about an hour, army personnel rescued him. He said that while none of the terrorists came inside the classroom, they killed students just outside the room. He recalled seeing 6 or 7 terrorists who'd been shot, and while unsure if they were still alive, he was sure that they were armed with large guns. Zahir Shah is a doctor at the nearby Lady Reading Hospital, where most of the injured and dead bodies were taken. Dr. Shah treated many of the school children.
We have received most of the students who were injured or killed with bullets. Most of the students were shot in the head and chest with 3 or 4 bullets. All our doctors have closed their private clinics to come and perform duties in the hospital, and we have declared a state of emergency in our hospital soon after we found out about the incident.
Following the attack, Taliban spokesperson Muhammad Umar Khorasani said that the army school was targeted because, quote, the government is targeting our families and females, end quote. Today's massacre exceeded the regular brutality meted out by the Taliban, and Khorasani threatened more such attacks in the future. According to Muslim custom, many families, still reeling from the attacks, buried their dead children Tuesday evening. More funerals are set for Wednesday morning. For FSRN, I'm Lewis Reining, reading for Gabe Matthews in Peshawar, Pakistan.